Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of competence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. All right, gents, how to match patterns like a boss. Now, this one is going to be very visual, and I want you to go check out the show notes over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode102. And I'm serious, this one you definitely want to go check out the show notes, because I'm going to link over to infographics. I'm going to bring in a lot of pictures. This is something that you're going to want to explore the website and really be able to fully see this. Now, I can actually explain, though, a lot with patterns. And I think the biggest thing I want to get across here is why care about patterns? Well, just look around. Patterns are everywhere. We see them in nature. We see them in actually art. And everywhere there are patterns. Most of you guys, though, are just wearing straight solids. Nothing wrong with starting off with solids. But if you're not bringing patterns into your wardrobe, really, you are missing out. You're not going to get as many compliments. And what's cool about patterns, I'll explain here in a second, but you can actually keep them pretty darn simple and draw a lot of compliments. And that's the power of patterns. Is that they are going to basically draw the eye to certain areas, and you're going to be able to control the message and, I think, really attract a little bit of attention without having to actually go overboard on color. So let's go ahead and get into this first. Let's start off with some of the terminology. So first off, solids. Solids are not patterns and are mostly, we're talking solid color is going to be straight black, straight navy, straight white. You see it all over the place. Now, the easiest patterns, though, I think a man can start to incorporate into his wardrobe are going to be stripes. Stripes are where you actually have one solid as the backdrop, usually a white or a dark color like a black or a navy, and then you've got a line drawing on it. This can be woven in. This can be actually, you know, just basically printed into the material. But what we're looking for here is suits and shirts. So I'm going to give you guys some basic patterns that you're going to see commonly in suits. And this is going to be into a worsted wool fabric, but we're going to see a chalk stripe. Chalk stripe is going to be a bit thicker. It's also going to be not have a defined edge on it. So it's going to be a little bit hazy on there. It's something that, yes, when you actually look at the stitching, you will be able to see the line because it has to be stitched in. But from a distance, it may have actually a very soft look. Hence, like a piece of chalk going on a dark background. Pinstripes. These are going to be more defined and they're going to be usually thinner. It's kind of like a pen drawing up and down on a dark surface. Next up, let's jump over to shirts. Those are going to be the common ones we're going to see in suits. We've got the awning stripe. The awning stripe is going to be a very thick stripe, sometimes up to about 3/4 of an inch. Bangle stripe. This is going to be less than about 1/4 of an inch. And it's, you know, it's going to be one that still is a very pronounced stripe. Next up, we've got candy stripes. These are going to be about 1/8 of an inch to 1/16 of an inch. And then we've got the pencil stripe. This is going to be very similar to the pinstripe, except it's on a shirt fabric, so usually a white background. And it's just going to be a line drawn up and down. Stripes are very easy when it comes to patterns to be able to bring in, because when it comes to suits, it's something that if you go with a solid shirt and you've got a striped suit, yeah, it's gonna be pretty easy to match, especially when you go with a white or a variation of just a light color right there. Very easy to bring in. The same thing actually with the shirts, and we'll talk about actually how to bring in a striped shirt with a striped suit here in a few seconds, but understand that actually they can work very well. The key here is just make sure that the stripes are not too similar in the proportion, but more on that here in a second. Next up, let's talk about checks. Checks are where we have lines going both directions, both horizontal and vertical. So we've got tartan, We've got Glenn Check. Glenn Check is actually going to be one of my favorites. It's actually got some of the lines in there at varying spaces, usually on a similar, basically it's a muted background. It's going to be either navy, going to be blue, going to be other variations of colors. But the key here is that we don't bring in a lot of it's basically one color with the entire fabric. Next up, we've got a graph check. Now, a graph check is going to be one in which we do actually have a contrasting fabric, but usually only two colors in here. Then we have gingham. And so when we look at gingham, what we're going to see oftentimes is a wide variety of colors. And then we've got Tattersall. So let's go over from checks, and we're gonna talk now about houndstooth and shepherd's check. These are going to pop up in a lot of basically rougher sports jacket. They actually come out of tweeds and things like that. Now, houndstooth, but they are not a tweed. And it's a little bit interesting of a definition what actually a tweed is. Tweeds, Harris tweeds. I could go off on this, but let's just say that houndstooth is a type of weave that somebody thought looked like a houndstooth and hence why they gave it its name. Shepherd's check is going to be another very busy pattern. And houndstooth, shepherd's check, I'm lumping them together because usually they've got a very high contrast. So you'll see them with white and black, or at least an off-white and a black. Or you'll see them with maybe a gold and maybe with a dark brown. But in any case, both of these patterns are going to be ones that are they're a very strong pattern. Hence, they're going to work well with a sports jacket. They're never going to be formal, but these are ones that I think can be great in any man's wardrobe. Next up, we've got twill weaves. And twill weaves, they're not exactly a pattern, because any weave, actually, if you want to think about it, is a pattern. But I am putting twill here because specifically herringbone weaves. And their herringbones are in the twill family, except they've got basically, if you can imagine a herringbone, basically an arrow, and it repeats itself again and again, goes in one direction, then it goes the opposite direction. Again, go check out the show notes over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode102. But the herringbone, what's really cool about it is you can have very similar colors, just slightly different ways that they wove it together. And it's going to have just really nice looks. I do see sometimes when they bring in different fabric colors, slightly variants, and this can look really nice. From a distance, it's going to look solid, but within probably 2 feet, you'll be able to immediately notice in the shirt or in the suit, wow, that's got actually an interesting weave to it, a little bit of a pattern, and I think this looks beautiful. Here, I can tell you, a solid navy herringbone suit that just has that nice weave in it is a great look, and is a great play third or fourth suit when a man finds, hey, you really like solids, but he wants to bring in a nice pattern. This is where you'd want to bring it in. Next up, we've got bird's eye, nail head, and shark skin. All of these, they're very different from the houndstooth and the shepherd's check in the sense of we do have the pattern woven into the fabric, but we don't have much contrast. And from a distance, these are going to look solid. And probably about maybe when you're 1 foot away, you're going to look at this fabric and you're going to say, wow, I can see some. There is definitely a weave in here, and that is something unique. Again, these are great, maybe fourth, fifth, sixth suits if you're going to be getting them. The issue here, though, for a lot of these fabrics is oftentimes they come in lighter colors. They're going to be maybe have a mixed weave in them with something lighter, and that's actually because the bird's eye and the nail head, it's a very small pattern, the same with the shark skin. So it is something that, again, from a distance, it looks solid, but oftentimes that solid is going to be of a lighter color. So they're going to be, because it's a lighter color, oftentimes so right into a suit, it's going to be something that it's going to make the suit more casual. Next up, paisleys and florals. So I'm lumping these together, and I know that they are very different, but paisley coming out of India, this is going to be one, it almost looks, I mean, to me as a biology guy, I'm thinking like big amoebas or something like that, but it has these large shapes in there. And the paisley, what I love about it, brings in oftentimes a wide variety of colors. And if you go with a wide variety of colors in a paisley, what's cool is if you're using it in an accessory, especially like a pocket square or a necktie, it's something that can match a wide variety of items. I do not recommend you ever get a paisley or floral suit unless you are looking to really, really draw attention to yourself. It's just going to be too outlandish. When it comes to shirts, I think that you can pull them off, especially florals, because you can bring in a very muted, maybe just like blue florals on a white background, small repeating patterns of those flowers. This can look great. Again, from a distance, it's just going to look like a small repeating pattern. Then they get up close, 1 to 2 feet, they start to actually notice those are small flowers actually sewn into the fabric or actually printed onto the fabric of the shirt. But florals in general, I think where we're going to see this more is going to be neckties, accessories like pocket squares. But I think that they are just so great for allowing you to bring in beautiful, unique patterns and occasionally little dots of color. Speaking of dots, this is the last pattern I'm going to talk about. And by the way, there are many others. Again, go check out the show notes over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode102. But dot patterns, like it sounds, these are small dots. Now, what's interesting about dots is when they're very small, I've got one shirt, navy, with small white dots on it. From a distance, you can't even barely see this. And it's not till you get up close that you actually see the dots. What's cool here is this pattern, because they're so small, this actually I could wear into a, I'm not going to say I would wear it into a business environment with a necktie, but I have actually done that, especially when you can set the trend or you're basically in a position of power where maybe, hey, you're running the company or you're a creative and you want to be able to show that, hey, you can dress with the suits, but still not be a suit, if that makes sense. Now, dots in general, once the dot gets larger, it is going to be much more casual, especially on accessories. So if you've got large dots on your necktie, understand it's going to be a much more casual. Now, neckties, pocket squares, that's where I think dots work out really well. And they're a unique pattern in the sense of, and we'll talk about why dots are so useful, but basically because they're so unique, it is something that you don't have to worry about them conflicting with any of the patterns that if you're wearing multiple patterns, maybe on your jacket or on your shirt or on other parts of the clothing that you're actually wearing. So now let's get into the rules. 5 quick rules on how to wear patterns. Rule number 1, keep the colors muted. So I alluded to this early, but you don't have to actually bring in a whole lot of color if you're bringing in pattern. Pattern in of itself will draw the eye. So for me, what I like to do is to stick with colors that you already wear and love. That's one of the easiest things here is it if you already have colors that, I know for me, I love blues. I love navy, indigo, admiral, cobalt. I love greens. I love pine. I love juniper. I love browns, chocolate, cinnamon, gingerbread, all these variations of color. And for me, the accent colors. I love orange, maroon, and white accents. So knowing those are my colors and I'm going to work with those in my wardrobe, all I have to do is find basically patterns that use that. And again, I could go with something, a green jacket that has a, let's say a shark skin look to it. Maybe it's made from linen, but overall the pattern is a bit more shark skin. I can see that it's been woven in that way. Well, that looks great and allows me to bring in another jacket that's green into my wardrobe, which I've got like 4 already. So very easy. Keep the colors muted. Keep it with colors that you already love. Rule number 2, bring patterns in gradually. So solids should form your base, especially with pieces that are more expensive. Your suits, your shirts. I think initially keep those solid when you're building the base of your wardrobe. Where you want to bring in the patterns are going to be the accessories. So ties, pocket squares, hats, vests. Yes, vests can be brought in as an accessory and you could actually bring in a nice, check pattern, maybe a tartan or a Glen check right there on that vest. If you want, I'm not saying, a lot of guys maybe aren't going to go for the 3-piece look, but I think that a vest actually thrown over a nice solid shirt, maybe a white dress shirt, throw in a vest with the pattern with a pair of dark colored trousers. All of a sudden, you've got a great look. And you, if you don't feel comfortable, you can actually slip it off. Versus that's much more difficult when you actually bring in a patterned suit. Very difficult if you don't like the look of it to actually slip out of it unless you want to be walking around half naked. So rule number 3. Avoid placing similar types and proportion patterns next to each other. Now, I alluded to this, and many of you guys have probably heard this before, but when it comes down to patterns, you don't want the same size pattern next to each other. So let's go to the suit. You're going to wear, let's say, a pinstriped suit. So you don't want to wear a shirt that has pencil stripes. Those are going to be too similar to each other in the proportion, not necessarily the type of stripe or the size of the stripe, but that is another thing, the proportion. So if you've got chalk stripes, you would rather go for the pencil stripes on the shirt, not so much the bangle stripe. You could probably still pull it off because the bangle stripe is usually going to be more defined. But it would be something I would recommend if you're going to go for a chalk stripe, maybe bring in a check, maybe bring in a, you know, a pattern like that, or go maybe for a Glen check suit, and then you could actually bring in a Bengal stripe shirt. You see what I'm doing here? I'm changing it up, and the best thing that you can do, in my opinion, is to actually make sure to go with different patterns. But if you've got, you really like stripes or you really like checks, then it is something, yes, you can wear a Glen check suit with, you know, I wouldn't necessarily recommend, I would maybe go with a graph checked shirt, but you want to be careful trying to wear it with a Glen check shirt. Now, luckily, there aren't too many Glen check shirts out there. So something that you don't have to worry too much about. But it's really in, you know, I think the accessories that it's like, I like to have fun and change it up. So if you're going to be wearing a paisley pocket square, maybe wear a dot necktie. And again, that's why I love dots, alluded to it earlier, but they are so easy to match because they are so rare when it comes to actually having them in the patterns when it comes to shirts or suits or things like that. Now, rule number four, look for items that complement each other, not that match exactly. So you see those kits, a necktie and a pocket square sold together that match exactly. Now, I'm not going to say that that is horrible, but I'm going to say that it's a lack of creativity. What you want to do is you want to try to match things together that work and complement each other. One of my quick hacks here is to actually have a necktie or an accessory that has a lot of different colors in it. And when you can do this, basically a designer, basically someone that really knows a lot about clothing and design has already done a lot of the hard work. And you can go in there and you can say, okay, this person has mixed these three types of blues, this green, and this orange all in this. So you can actually bring that into, and you can actually get those colors to kind of match up. But when it comes to patterns, I like to go with things that complement each other. So it is something that when you want to look for the colors in the patterns and you want to try to kind of match up little bits here or there. And you're going to find even with a dull looking patterned accessory, oftentimes there's going to be small little accent colors, like a little bit of white here, a little bit of maroon here. And it's very difficult maybe from a distance to see how these complement each other. But when somebody gets up close, they're just going to notice, wow, that goes really well. And it may just be that the edge of that pocket square had a little bit of maroon in it. But when you can pay attention to the other patterns that are going to be maybe in that shirt or in the other accessories and try to match up a few of those colors here or there, you're going to find that they really complement and look well together. Another way to make sure that patterns complement is to know that, okay, if you've got solids here, then you can wear a patterned piece of, you know, accessory here, and it could have just a small bit of that color that's in the solid. That's going to look really, really good, and it's going to look like they were made to go with each other. Finally, rule number five, practice wearing these patterned combinations. You've got to practice because understand you're going to put some things together and they are just not going to work. That's why I say start off gradually. Really focus in on the accessories initially, bringing in 2 to 3 patterns with those accessories, very easy. Then look to bring in some shirts with patterns. Have fun there. Jackets, suits, that's the last thing I like to bring in. Trousers in general, I don't recommend that you actually bring in patterns. I like to keep trousers solid, but in a sense, many patterns, especially jeans out there, they've actually got a little bit of a textured and a faded pattern to them. You can actually bring in texture like corduroy, maybe gray flannel, maybe going for a napped surface, kind of like with a, you know, a brushed cotton type of trouser. So quick idea, maybe a bird's eye navy jacket with a herringbone shirt, with a paisley pocket square, with a regimental striped necktie, twill trousers, which actually would have a pattern in them, and then a houndstooth fedora, especially if you're, you know, an Alabama fan. The point is the outfit I just put together there has 6 different patterns. And we haven't even talked about the solids probably in those shoes, unless you really wanted to. But the thing is patterns are like a spice. You don't need to throw too much in there to pull out the flavor of the outfit. Have fun, but don't go overboard. All right, guys, I'm going to interrupt you really quick because I want to let you know about a podcast I'm proud to introduce you to. My friend Jordan Harbinger has now started the Jordan Harbinger Show. And guys, This is a new podcast, but this guy's been podcasting for 11 years over at The Art of Charm. He's now moved on to something new, and I want you guys to go check him out and support him. A great friend of mine. I just had breakfast with him and his wife in San Diego, and I am excited to see him going off on his own. Now, this podcast, if you like self-improvement, if you like to be entertained, if you like to have fun, but at the same time, become a better man, become a better person, you are going to love what Jordan Harbinger is all about. And this one is more for the, you know, it's not just for guys. His show is for anyone that wants to basically listen to interviews and be able basically to improve themselves, to be able to cultivate resilience, grit, how to handle uncertainty, instability, how to protect your mindset that you're performing at the top of your game. If you like that kind of stuff, guys, you are going to love The Jordan Harbinger Show. So go find him over on iTunes. Just type in The Jordan Harbinger Show, do a quick search, or go to jordanharbinger.com. But I think if you go to Google, just type it in, it will pop up. You can also look for it on SoundCloud, on Stitcher. Guys, go check him out. Amazing show and a great guy. All right, guys, so let's wrap this up. Go check out the show notes over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode102. Tons of images, tons of helpful infographics so that you can better bring in and use patterns. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.